The Bush administration will allow states to seek exemptions from a policy that blocks road building in a national forest. Agriculture Undersecretary Mark Wray says the so-called roadless rule will be amended, and the nation's two largest national forests will be exempted altogether. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold has been following the story. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
This roadless rule protects nearly 60 million acres of forest. What will this policy change mean?
Well, Bob, the Bush administration inherited this rule. They never really liked it. They never defended it in court, and they wanted to get rid of it. But the Clinton administration really bulletproofed it with unprecedented public comment. They simply made it hard to get around. And this last December, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld it. So now the Bush administration is saying, okay, fine, we'll live with it. But in some amendments this fall, we'll exempt the two largest national forests, both in Alaska, the Tongass and the Chugach, and we'll let the governors get around it, too, under exceptional circumstances, like to reduce the risk of wildfire. So in short, they're gutting it without really doing away with it. And what it really means is more access to forest that's been off limits to new roads and logging.
In Alaska, didn't Ray say that 95% of the forest will still remain roadless there?
Well, he did, Bob. He was talking about the Tongass National Forest in southeast Alaska. But to put that in context, you need to know that two-thirds of the Tongass is actually rock and ice. It's basically glacier. So some 30-plus timber sales that are already in the works there represent a pretty good portion of what's left of that forest. The push to log the remaining forest in southeast Alaska, that's been going on for decades. The environmentalists there, along with commercial fishermen, rapidly growing recreation industry, they've won over the last 10 years, and logging's largely declined there. The major mills shut down. Now that battle starts all over again, and it's politics, not just economics. The previous governor was opposed to logging in the Tongass. The current governor is former Senator Frank Murkowski, a proponent of logging, and his former staffer is Mark Wray, the current agriculture secretary. And Wray is a former timber industry lobbyist, and Murkowski's current chief of staff is a former timber industry lawyer. So the shift toward giving the timber industry more access is pretty understandable, given who's in power now.
The Bush administration says this decision will allow states to play a bigger role in land use decisions that affect them. So are many Western governors cheering this policy change?
Yes and no, Bob. Yes, it gives the governors greater latitude, but it also shifts the responsibility and the scrutiny from the administration to the states. This is national forest. It's not supposed to be managed state by state, but rather with an eye to the whole. If individual states and governors are pressed to make these kinds of forest management decisions, they're the ones who will be accountable, not the Bush administration or the Forest Service. So if Governor X is urged by his local timber industry to make more national forest available to logging in the name of wildfire risk, it's that governor who will be on the line for that decision. A decision that doesn't just affect his state, it's the public's forest, the national forest, and it's supposed to be managed that way regardless of local economic pressures.
Well, fire season is underway. Will this help states reduce the threat of catastrophic fires in the national forests?
Well, the forest this roadless rule protects isn't what's at stake when we're talking about fire risk. In fact, much of the so-called roadless forest is a pretty healthy cycle of fire that burns through and is good for the forest. And the Forest Service lets fires burn in some of these more remote areas because, for the most part, they're not a risk to the public. The places that are in desperate need of thinning are close to homes, in forests that's been cut before, forests that's had fire taken out of its natural cycle. Whether this policy change that affects some pretty remote forests will speed up much-needed thinning across the country, that's pretty debatable. My guess, from the way it's being done by a rule change without involving Congress, makes it pretty likely it'll all end up in court before too long. And to be fair, Bob, that's how this all started. Major policy that was made by a rule, not a law, that was drafted in the waning days of the Clinton administration. So it's not that surprising that it's still all being argued about.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold.